Now, let me play this clip. This is from Russian media. I'm going to read to you because it's in Russian. The world looks at us as a joke. This is average Russian media laughing at the U.S. I'll read for you the captions as they're speaking in Russia. Rule clip 8. Of course, I was very amused, but not surprised that Boot was exchanged for Griner and not Whalen. First of all, I congratulate Boot. For many years, we have been in touch with his family and with him personally to the extent it was possible. We communicated with him to the extent that we could. Of course, this is a huge joy and relief for all of us. I can't even imagine what this means to his family. But he was not exchanged for the heroic spy. Because he is a spy, Whalen is a spy. He was apprehended while receiving information on a flash drive. He said he was supposed to get photos of churches in Sergiev Posad on a flash drive. You send church photos through WhatsApp, right? That's where we get them. Look at where we've been. You don't get a flash drive brought to you for that. Quality would be decent, no worse than on a flash drive. He is a spy. Therefore, to tell them he is a hero, he is a hero, a decorated Marine covered in medals. He only has one, no two, no three problems. His first problem is that he is white. His second problem is he is a man. His third problem is he is heterosexual. This is not something that can be forgiven today. It's just a catastrophe. Yes, here Griner beats him in every aspect. American voters were given a choice. A hero who suffered while serving his fatherland? A medal-covered hero who suffered during his service? To his fatherland, the United States? Or a black lesbian hooked on drugs who suffered for a vape with hashish? And well-known for the sake of PR. American voters are choosing the obvious. I think that for us, it's one more piece of good news. The first good news is that Boot has returned, and the second good news is that a nation that spits on its heroes to the extent that it considers it significantly more important to free a rightfully charged, well-known athlete. She didn't suffer because she served her motherland, but because she couldn't live for 10 hours without weed, instead of freeing the person imprisoned for 2 years for serving his motherland. This says a lot about the state of society or these intelligence agencies. Are you hearing that in the American media? What is the American media saying? I'll tell you on the other side.